Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. This is Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, and you're listening to Chamber Biz Buzz. Very excited today for our guest, Randon Cupp, the Regional President for Foothills Bank. Hi, Randon. Welcome.
Hello, Julie.
I'm really excited to talk about what being a community banker really means. And before the show, we were talking about your owner coming up out of Yuma, which was a smaller community at that time, and he wanted to open a community bank. What does a community bank mean to you? Because you've been in the industry for a while, and you have settled in, and you love it.
Yeah, community banks offer a lot more to the businesses, to the individuals in a smaller community because of the relationship. You know, the relationship you can build with the staff, with the bankers, and be able to have somebody call you by name when you walk into the bank. Also, you don't have to set an appointment to get a notary done, to open a new account. You can just walk in and the staff is smiling and happy to help.
That's so cool. That's really personalized because, I would say something that's not a word. There ain't no personalization at some of the banks. No, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. It's really hard sometimes in bigger banks because of either their volume or so many corporate rules and regs because they're all over the entire nation. So a lot of people in Flagstaff have grown to love community banks. And Foothills Bank has been here for how long?
We've just entered our sixth year in Flagstaff. Foothills Bank has been around for 30 years. Started, like you said, in Yuma, and they realized they needed a community bank there. And since then, it's grown to 15 different branches throughout Arizona.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And closest to us is Prescott, right?
Prescott, Cottonwood. Also is a branch there. And then we have some out in the River City areas out in the Mojave County.
All right.
Also Phoenix, Tucson, Casa Grande. Yeah.
And when did the relationship with Glacier Bank happen? And what did that mean?
When we were able to merge with Glacier Bank about 6 years ago, about the time we came to Flagstaff, it allowed us to have a lot more assets that we could lend against. So it gave us greater power, greater flexibility. The nice thing about being a part of Glacier family of banks is that they do let us run and operate as our own bank here in Arizona. Mm. The benefit to all of our customers is they can bank at any banks between here and Montana. There's 17 different divisions all working on the same platform.
I love it. That's not always the story. And so, Randon Cupp is the chairman of the board of directors for the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. I wanted to ask you, we lassoed you to do a session for some of our member investors called Connect and Learn over lunch, because you have frequently mentioned in passing or just directly to me because of your care for the chamber that there's a lot of things that businesses forget about to be financially successful. And one of the things you said is that you need three main people. What are those three main people?
Right. So every business should have a really good banker, of course.
Of course.
A good CPA and a good attorney. Attorneys and CPAs are great at mitigating risk that are out there as far as employee issues or customer issues that you may have with your business. CPAs know the ins and outs of the tax and tax planning. And bankers, of course, can offer advice for directions and ideas that people may have as far as growing their business. What is the right way to go? What is the obstacles to look for?
When you were in front of that group in the boardroom at the Chamber of Commerce, which is located at the corner of Beaver and Route 66, were there some really interesting questions, or did it surprise you at all what some of the businesses thought? How did it feel?
It felt good. One thing that I will talk about is my life has been working with small businesses. Small business owners are really good at doing what they do. They had a dream, they had a vision, they had a direction that they wanted to go. What they're not a lot of times really good at is maintaining their books and doing bookkeeping.
Bingo.
And so, from a banker's perspective, what makes a business successful is having quality financials. And that's what we talked a lot about, reviewing the financials frequently. So I think some of the questions came around that is, when do I need to look at my books? What am I looking for when I look at my books? Mm-hmm. And how does that help me grow my business? So great questions that came out of a great dialogue that we had.
I'm happy to hear that. And you know, those are such typical questions. We think we're doing it right, but you really don't until you talk to an accountant and say, should I do this? Or what do you think about that? Because there are acceptable procedures for nonprofit accounting, for business accounting that don't always just come to mind. So I'm glad you were able to answer some of those questions. We're speaking with Randon Cupp, who's the regional president for Foothills Bank, a local community bank in Flagstaff and other locations across the state. I wonder also, when we're in the boardroom, we talk a little bit about some of the skills training that the chamber has been offering, and I think you've seen and heard that that really works. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the things coming on as chair this year that was important to me was to be able to say, what can we do for our members? Our membership is growing every month at the chamber. We have strong membership. And so what is our value statement? What are some of the things that we can offer back to the community and to our membership? And things that have been very successful this year, you know, we'd already talked about the Connect and Learn. I'm looking forward to the next one coming up with that. I believe every business that has any thoughts can come away with one or two things out of a Connect and Learn session that they have. So attending those is great. The one that I'm really proud of is our organizational excellence training that the chamber's offering for helping supervisors, managers, new people in their roles. What does it mean to be a leader? What does leadership mean? You can't teach it. Well, you can teach it, but a lot of times it's not taught, right? So people get promoted into a supervisor or into a manager role. And what does that mean?
What am I supposed to do? How
right,
am I?
Right. And so, you know, teaching them to be critical thinkers, teaching them to look at the financials, look at their books, teaching them to be able to listen and make directional changes within the company.
And building teams.
And building teams.
And that's another session. Building, yes. I think it's called Building Exceptional Teams.
Yeah.
Because that's not easy either.
Yeah, so we've had a few of these this year, and all of the ratings have come back with 10 out of 10. Everybody's learning something. They're walking away. Business owners that have invested time for their employees to go to these have had nothing but thumbs up and saying, you know, it's a different person that comes back. They've learned a lot out of these sessions.
I agree. I've seen a lot of those reviews, and we do have, those are typically at the chamber. There are some coming up in September, a couple sessions, so please go to our website, flagstaffchamber.com, but we also will go to your business if you have 10 or more employees, and we have a choice of 3 or 4 different topics, and we're going to the Museum of Northern Arizona for outstanding supervisors and manager leadership. We're right now talking to Restoration Forest Products out in Belmont, because they have grown like crazy, and they have the contract for 4 Fry. They're going to do 10. So anytime any of you, and Misty at Warner's Nursery is doing 10 as well. And it really helps that employee feel like they're valued, and it's a morale booster. So getting back to the bank, how big is your team? And what do you like the most of your location where you are with your staff?
We have a team of 7 people that work there. But if you add up the years of experience, it's over 140 years of banking experience that's there.
Well, that's a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So we are located on Woodlands Village Boulevard off of South Plaza Way, just across from the Home Depot on the west side. When you walk in, you will be greeted and have smiling faces that welcome you into the bank.
I really like what you said previously, Randon, that you don't really need an appointment. If there's something that you just feel like you got to get in there to talk to Tammy or you or Janet or somebody, that's a big deal, because things happen in small business and you can't sleep at night if you don't take care of something before you go home. So that's what Foothills Bank offers to their customers and prospective customers too. I know that as chairman of the board, we talked about the water rate, and you were real happy that we were looking at 15% and now we're at 8.5%, because you had all your peer businesses in mind when we were hoping that that could get lowered.
Yeah, again, it goes back to the value, right, that we offer all of our members that are chamber members here in Flagstaff, the greater Flagstaff area. And business advocacy with Joe Galley and Steve Thompson running that committee have done a great job with working with local government as far as what's going to be a pain point, what's going to be acceptable, and really given the chamber's opinion on it. And I believe that the opinion that the chamber does offer is received with a lot of respect at the government level as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And then you know me, Julie Pastrick, and loan rates and CD rates. You probably go, Julie's calling me again today. Let's wait a minute. Let's call her later. Let's call her back. But how about the rates now, and what would you advise customers that either aren't in a CD? What are you seeing in the marketplace?
It's interesting. We haven't had the opportunity to look at rates for the last probably 10 years or so. And so a lot of young business owners are saying, you know, what is a CD and how does it work? And the nice thing is rates are a little bit higher now for earning potential with your money. And I do believe that they're going to stay at that range probably for the next 6 months to 12 months. Same with loans rates as well too. There's a lot of different opinions that are out there in the marketplace that say rates are going to drop, rates may go up. I'm under the impression with everything I'm reading and what I'm learning is that we're probably going to be stable for the next probably 9 to 12 months, with not a lot of change.
Okay, that's very great advice. That's also a wrap for the show, Randon. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Randon Cupp as much as I did, president of Foothills Bank. I'm Julie Pastrick, CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber, signing off for today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.